because you can handle the truth.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, June 1st, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. We're a week away from the 51st anniversary of the attack on the Liberty, and this network does a fantastic job of making sure that we don't forget that. Most of the time when we hear never forget, it's, you know, in Stockholm syndrome fashion. We got to make sure that we never forget, so that the psychological trauma that is used to engineer and orchestrate behavior modification is ever present. But in this case, we're trying to honor Santayana's words. And keep those lessons in mind. It just goes back to my question. How do we benefit? I've asked the question recently. How do we benefit from this very one-sided relationship with a country that frankly shouldn't exist? I wouldn't even necessarily call it a country. It's a political regime that has caused, well, it and Saudi Arabia, the two our two greatest allies, our two greatest allies in the region,
dude,
were told.
Looks a lot like.
Cause more upheaval and destabilization around the world. Well, obviously in conjunction with the United States and the CIA in particular, but they cause more civil unrest in a variety of ways than arguably any other single people group on the planet. They're certainly a part of causing that upheaval. Saudi Arabia with its Wahhabism and funding of and the proliferation of what is referred to as radical Islam, and Israel in a variety of ways with its projection of victimhood while it actually bullies the world. And what Gerda Coleman has identified, the two operative terms, you know, you have the Gazification of the world and the Wahhabizing of the West now, because, you know, what started in the Middle East and a destabilizing of the Ottoman Empire, a Balkanizing of the Ottoman Empire and turning it upside down was very effective. Now it's being used on us in the West, and it's imperative that we understand how this works. Guys like Philip Haney, who tried to honor the what he believed to be the real mission of DHS, you know, find and catch bad guys, instead of, as Trevor Aronson has pointed out in his TED Talk, the FBI is better at creating terrorists than it is at catching them. Philip Haney tried to honor what he believed was the actual mission of DHS counterterrorism in identifying and stopping terrorist networks. But obviously that mission is disingenuous because his work was scrubbed, which is why he wrote the book See Something, Say Nothing, which is what they actually wanted him to do, because he uncovered the network of mosques throughout the country that, in fact, the FBI had set up to create networks of terrorists. So discovering that, presenting that information, should have made him a hero if the mission was truly to uncover and root out terrorists. But unfortunately, that's the ostensible mission. And so next week, I'm sure we'll talk about that, the getting back to the point there. That's just one example of many instances of that kind of thing, you know, Israel attacking the liberty, and history conveniently forgetting that. So it's just another example of how we don't benefit or how we are injured by that relationship. I went through some other examples last week, not the least of which that America has just given this political regime nearly $140 billion over the course of time. It's running about $3 billion a year right now. And that's more than any other country on the planet. And why? How do we benefit? Again, it goes back to Washington's words from his farewell address about those kinds of alliances. Creates favoritism. It actually creates animosity. How can it not? But I digress. So I want to finish kind of where we left off. Yesterday, we played the clips, Dinesh D'Souza, and, you know, Roseanne obviously came under fire for her remarks, and that clip is in yesterday's notes. I won't include the clip that we're going to play are some of the things that I referred to that are in yesterday's notes, because they are. And that was pretty exhaustive, I think. But there was the article that I mentioned, the fact check, Weekly Standard fact check, George Soros, the thieving Nazi sympathizer, by Holmes Liebrand. And it referred to the, among other things, the tweet exchange between Chelsea Clinton and Roseanne Barr. "Good morning, Roseanne," Chelsea tweeted. "My given middle name is Victoria. I imagine George Soros' nephews are lovely people. I'm just not married to one. I am grateful for the important work Open Society does in the world. Have a great day." Well, George Soros' native Hungary is not grateful for the important work that George Soros' Open Society does in the world. Russia is not. There are a number of other countries who are kicking the Open Society network out of their country because they realize, they're smart enough to realize, that it's actually the tip of the color revolutionary spear, laying the groundwork. It's the foundational element to destabilization and chaos, which leads to nation building. It's a very scientific method these days. You know, and that's why he threw $18 billion of probably not even his money. It's probably laundered CIA money. Or at the very least, he's just a mule, as far as I'm concerned. We played the clip, the Steve Croft interview, December 20, 1998. That's in yesterday's archives as well. Well, for however long it stays on YouTube, because it keeps getting scrubbed. And James Corbett has, I think, done a good job of shining a bright light on that discussion, the fact that the 60 Minutes interview keeps disappearing, even in spite of folks resurfacing it constantly. It disappeared almost immediately after 60 Minutes posted it years ago. Why do you suppose that is? So we played the clip. George Soros, in his own words, first Dinesh D'Souza said what he said and was absolutely grilled, excoriated for his remarks in the, convicted in the court of public opinion. Why? I thought, you know, tolerance was what it was all about. Aren't we going to be tolerant? So anyway, we played the clip of George Soros, the interview, Steve Croft, 1998. And George Soros said in his own words that his character, how did he say it? He was 14 and he said he wasn't, essentially, he wasn't bothered. What did he say? He said, "I was 14 years old, and I would say that that's when my character was made." And then he says, it was a tremendous threat of evil. So his character was made under a tremendous threat of evil. This is how psychopaths are created. It's a very personal experience of evil, he said. And so then he goes through the experience of how he has to confiscate the property of fellow Jews who are probably, as far as he knows, about to be killed. Their property is being stolen, and as far as he knows, they're about to be killed while he's confiscating their property, his fellow countrymen, his fellow Jews, supposedly. And all of this, you know, I should say ostensibly, but I digress. So he says, so Steve Croft says, "I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many years. Was it difficult?" Soros, "No, not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection. Actually, George Soros, most people know it's only in your later years that you're hardened like that. Or it's a process of mind control in early years. You know, usually you only become a curmudgeon in later years. Children are much more sensitive, typically. So to say, maybe as a child you don't see the connection, completely false. I mean, that's the opposite of reality. And he said, but it created no problem at all. Croft asks, no feeling of guilt? You heard, we played the clip. No feeling of guilt, Soros? Nope. I mean, and then, you know, Steve Croft says, for example, I'm Jewish and here I am watching these people go. I could just as easily be there. I should be there. None of that. And again, the younger, the more sensitive to these things, not the other way around. George Soros is trying to play stupid. Well, you know, maybe it was because I was a kid and I didn't realize what was going on. No. You knew, buddy, and you know it, and we know it. It's the Zek. We played that clip from Jack Reacher. Soros said, well, of course, I could have been on the other side. I could be the one from whom things are being taken away. But, you know, he chuckles, but there was no sense that I shouldn't be there because, well, actually, he says, in a funny way, what's funny about any of that? It's just psychopathic. He chuckles and says, in a funny way, it's just like in markets. So basically, that's what he's saying, you know. He has no qualms. He'd do it again. In a funny way, haha, he says, speaking of Jews whom he's helping steal property from that he is, you know, as far as he knows, they're going to be killed. He says in a funny way, it's just like markets, that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it. If I wasn't doing it, somebody else would. Somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. So, you know, he said, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator. The property was being taken away. And that's just psychopathic. Anybody with any mental or normal mental function would tell you, and psychiatrists will tell you, that person is a psychopath. That is textbook psychopathy. So he says, so I had no role in taking away that property. So I had no sense of guilt. A normal person. And so there's the interview. And, you know, you go back to the fact check, you know, Roseanne tweeting to Chelsea, sorry to have tweeted incorrect info about you. Please forgive me. By the way, George Soros is a Nazi who turned in his fellow Jews to be murdered in German concentration camps and stole their wealth. Were you aware of that? But we all make mistakes, right, Chelsea? So anyway, it's interesting what's happening here. And the Holmes Liebrand's article in the Weekly Standard mentions in the opening, these and similar claims rely on mainly three sources: a 60 Minutes interview with Soros, which we played a clip of, the autobiography of Soros' father, and an assortment of Soros' personal statements on his boyhood in Nazi-occupied Hungary. So basically, I mean, and then there's the debunking, but not really. We played the clip of Soros yesterday, and his native Hungary doesn't want his Open Society Foundation for Freedom and Democracy in his native country because of these things. Stick around. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearms, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight.
What?
Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training
Facility. Being weird.
A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. I don't want to focus on this too much, but It's interesting. You know, it's interesting how much deflection there is in the George Soros controversy. You know, there's a kind of a focus. I mean, even things like, there's a video that Pockets of the Future did, among others, why is Roseanne Barr self-sabotaging? And to me, that's not the issue as far as, well, it kind of, it's, that's an interesting side note. But when it comes to George Soros in particular, it's interesting how much deflection there is, how much sort of misdirection. And it's almost to the point, in my opinion, of the Streisand effect, because, you know, the incredible disappearance of the 60 Minutes interview that no one knows about, the fact that his own country, or, you know, his country of birth, doesn't want him, basically, his network of, you know, freedom and democracy spreading think tanky NGO, NPO organizations there. Russia doesn't. Why is that? I mentioned going back a few years now, Russia's push to kick out all Western originating software systems, you know, like Windows and things like that, in lieu of proprietary systems that they're creating in country, basically. And so that's interesting. And at the same time that was happening, actually about a year after that started happening, there were bigger rumblings. There had been some rumblings before. This Open Society controversy has been going on for years, but suddenly there was a bigger rumble back in, I want to say January of 2017, there was the big, I think it was a Reuters article that I mentioned about how Hungary was out, very outspoken. This keeps surfacing in the Western press and then getting memory hold again and again and again. Hungary keeps saying, we don't want the Open Society Network here. Why? Because it is a force for destabilization and chaos. Again, this gets back to the lessons of history, the CIA using Gene Sharp's techniques to foment color revolution as a pretext to nation building. The soft revolution. And, you know, it never quite works as well or as effectively as it's supposed to. It works on occasion, you know, and they hit the jackpot after they pull the lever enough times. But in theory, you know, you have we need to play that clip. I'll think of it here in a second. But the interview of Popovic, I think it was, and him saying, well, you know, we have video games now to teach people how to do this, to become color revolutionaries. And so you can learn in a video game how to do it real quick. And so in theory, I mean, they have all of this software and just all kinds of garbage to create havoc in the world, which is really despicable. But it never quite goes. Yeah, it's the Journeyman Pictures video, 27 minutes 37 seconds on YouTube, Journeyman Pictures, and it's titled Does the USA Sponsor Revolutions? That's one we're gonna have to play one of these days. One of these days I'm supposed to cover color revolution effectively. Got to get back to identity politics and color revolution. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. So, does the USA sponsor revolutions, specifically color revolutions? The Arab Spring, for example. Yes, Virginia. It's the CIA specifically. And so we'll come back to this. Definitely, is it just a coincidence that the CIA is always found on the periphery of these kinds of events? Excuse me. CIA is always found on the periphery of these kinds of events, usually not long after the fact, sometimes before. It's an admitted fact, basically. Oh, gosh, I want to say Yeah. CIA. You know, I talk about, you know, every once in a while I mention the CIA activities in Wikipedia entry. You know, you type in that little search bar in, maybe I'll include that. I think I've included that in the archives before, but CIA activities in, yeah, I did mention this, and several books also. But, you know, if you type CIA activities in the search bar, in, it'll give you lots of autocomplete suggestions like India, Pakistan, China, Vietnam, Iraq, Laos, Iran, Indonesia, Nicaragua, oh, United States, Canada, Syria, Afghanistan, Italy, and on the list goes. Reads like a William Bloom book. But I digress. So I'll include that in the archives too. But CIA activities in Syria. And I mentioned the war 2011 to 2017. And it, even the Wikipedia entry gives you the clue you need to understand what really happened. In the under the section War 2011 to 17, the CIA activities in Syria Wikipedia entry opens with these words. WikiLeaks has reported that the U.S. government has been covertly funding the Syrian opposition. Syrian opposition. Oh, you mean the, what are they called, moderate rebels or, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are we wise to that nonsense yet? The U.S. government has been covertly funding the Syrian opposition since 2006. Special Activities Division teams, that's CIA SAD teams, are speculated to have been deployed to Syria during the uprising to ascertain rebel groups, leadership, and potential supply routes. And I would just add parenthetically, in advance or in preparation for, in advance of or in preparation for the coming color revolution, which is actually just an extension of the Arab Spring. You know? And then there, you know, there's a longer, there are three paragraphs that follow four, I guess. Three paragraphs in a sentence. But that provides more clues. And it's pretty much a, foregone conclusion. You know, it all but says, yes, Virginia, the CIA did foment color revolution in Syria. So, it's not a secret. Anyway, I'll include those entries as well. But this is essential information, essential learning, essential history. It's happening in America. And as I said the other day, you know, I opened yesterday's broadcast with the idea, and it's in the archives, the concept that prominence, power, influence, authority all have a ripple effect. The America today, a pathocracy categorized predominantly by the character, so-called, of powerful, influential technocrats and other psychopaths, bears little to no resemblance to that which we were graciously given, the constitutional republic. In the orthodoxy of the Constitution, nothing we see happening today that gets any notoriety or attention bears any resemblance. You know, there's no resemblance to the orthodoxy of the Constitution. In fact, what we see that gets attention is actually, it's like a point-by-point adoption of the warnings that we were given, you know, by the Washingtons, the Madisons, the Adams, the Jacksons, the Jeffersons, the, you know, on and on the list goes. Don't do this. And it's being done. Bad guys are doing it and celebrating it. Renee in North Carolina called in yesterday, and her observation along these lines was very lucid and provocative. Basically, it's just theater. It's this constant echo chamber of theater. Bad guys creating problems. You know, again, Richard Sakwa's words, NATO exists to manage the threats created by its existence. And so the same concept applies with all of these other agencies, other organizations, NGOs, and POs. If people had any constitution in and of themselves, they would say no to this stuff. You know, I'm reminded, maybe I'll just go to that, because I keep thinking about Thoreau's Walden and that excerpt that I want to get to, and as a sort of just an example, you know, like my grandpa used to say, everything old is new again. Or as Solomon put it, there's nothing new under the sun. And it's interesting, you know, this, well, I'll just give it to you. I read it to you, and then we'll play, oh gosh, a couple of clips. I mentioned the Sheldon Adelson video yesterday. Who's Sheldon Adelson? You know, he's one of these kinds of guys too. You know, when crime goes corporate, it looks like Sheldon Adelson. And so, you know, I posted on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page, and it's also on the RBN Facebook page. Is America Nazi or fascist? Answer, yes. And here representing both wings, Sheldon Adelson. Anyway, from Thoreau's Walden, see if I wish that we were, you know, this insightful. And it's interesting, Thoreau gets lessons from people he considers beneath him, sort of. That's, you know, what you get. If only we were as awake and aware as those savages that Thoreau learned from. So from Walden by Henry David Thoreau, and this is chapter one, economy, right? I think. Let's see. A long chapter. Well, yeah. Anyway, here's the excerpt. There is no odor so bad as that which arises from goodness tainted. It is, and so, you know, I think of, well, George Soros' Open Society Network, for example. There is no odor so bad as that which arises from goodness tainted. It is human, it is divine carrion. If I knew for a certainty that a man was coming to my house with a conscious design of doing me good, I should run for my life, as from that dry and parching wind of the African deserts called the Simoon, which fills the mouth and nose and ears and eyes with dust till you are suffocated, for fear that I should get some of his good done to me, some of its virus mingled with my blood. No, in this case, I would rather suffer evil the natural way. A man is not a good man to me because he will feed me if I should be starving, or warm me if I should be freezing, or pull me out of a ditch if I should ever fall into one. I can find you a Newfoundland dog that will do as much. Philanthropy is not love for one's fellow man in the broadest sense. Howard was no doubt an exceedingly kind and worthy man in his way, and has his reward. But comparatively speaking, what are 100 Howards to us if their philanthropy do not help us in our best estate? when we are most worthy to be helped. I never heard of a philanthropic meeting in which it was sincerely proposed to do any good to me or the like of me. And this is one of my favorite little excerpts. Listen to this. The Jesuits were quite balked by those Indians who, being burned at the stake, suggested new modes of torture to their tormentors. Being superior to physical suffering, it sometimes chanced that they were superior to any consolation which the missionaries could offer, and the law to do as you would be done, as you would be done by, you know, the golden rule, fell with less persuasiveness on the ears of those who, for their part, did not care how they were done by, who loved their enemies after a new fashion, and came very near freely forgiving them all they did. Be sure that you give the poor the aid they most need, though it be your example which leaves them far behind. If you give money, spend yourself with it, and do not merely abandon it to them. We make curious mistakes sometimes. Often the poor man is not so cold and hungry as he is dirty and ragged and gross. It is partly his taste and not merely his misfortune. If you give him money, he will perhaps buy more rags with it. I was wont to pity the clumsy Irish laborers who cut ice on the pond in such mean and ragged clothes, while I shivered in my more tidy and somewhat more fashionable garments, till one bitter cold day, one who had slipped into the water came to my house to warm him, and I saw him strip off 3 pairs of pants and 2 pairs of stockings ere he got down to the skin, though they were dirty and ragged enough, it is true, and that he could afford to refuse the extra garments which I offered him. He had so many intra ones. This ducking was the very thing he needed. Then I began to pity myself, and I saw that it would be a greater charity to bestow on me a flannel shirt than a whole slop shop on him. There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. And it may be that he who bestows the largest amount of time and money on the needy is doing the most by his mode of life to produce that misery which he strives in vain to relieve. It is the pious slave breeder devoting the proceeds of every 10th slave to buy a Sunday's liberty for the rest. Some show their kindness to the poor by employing them in their kitchens. Would they not be kinder if they employed themselves there? You boast of spending a 10th part of your income in charity. Maybe you should spend the 9/10 so and done with it. Society recovers only 1/10 part of the property then. Is this owing to the generosity of him in whose possession it is found, or to the remissness of the officers of justice? Philanthropy is almost the only virtue which is sufficiently appreciated by mankind. Nay, it is greatly overrated, and it is our selfishness which overrates it. A robust poor man, one sunny day here in Concord, praised a fellow townsman to me because, as he said, he was kind to the poor, meaning himself. The kind uncles and aunts of the race are more esteemed than its true spiritual fathers and mothers. I once heard a reverend lecture on England, a man of learning and intelligence. After enumerating her scientific, literary, and political worthies, Shakespeare, Bacon, Cromwell, Milton, Newton, and others, speak next of her Christian heroes, whom, as if his profession required it of him, he elevated to a place far above all the rest. As the greatest of the great, they were Penn, Howard, and Miss Fry. Every one must feel the falsehood and cant of this. The last were not England's best men and women, only perhaps her best philanthropists. I would not subtract anything from the praise that is due to philanthropy, but merely demand justice from all who by their lives and works are a blessing to mankind. I do not value chiefly a man's uprightness and benevolence, which are, as it were, his stem and leaves. Those plants of whose greenness withered, we make herb tea for the sick, serve but a humble use, and are most employed by quacks. I want the flower and fruit of a man, that some fragrance be wafted over him to me, and some ripeness flavor our intercourse. His goodness must not be a partial and transitory act, but a constant superfluity, which costs him nothing and of which he is unconscious. That makes sense. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup, but
he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Welcome back. Final segment already of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Friday, June 1st. I can't believe it's Friday. I can't believe it's June already. Man, how time flies. I'm reading from Thoreau's Walden, Henry David Thoreau's Walden. And I'll finish here in a second, but I should add, I think, that for anyone who is familiar with the Bible, you can sense his irreverent and disdainful sort of exposing of the hypocrisy that we see floating around in society, especially by those who most, well, vocally and disingenuously, I would add, espouse the Bible and, you know, so many things in it. You're supposed to, you know, as Jesus said, do it in secret. Do it all in secret. And, you know, as unto the Lord is the operative concept. Because as Jesus said to those who do those kinds of things outwardly, you know, verily, verily, I say unto you, they have their reward, or you have your reward. And speaking of that, you know, it's interesting. So George Soros, just back on that 1998 Steve Croft 60 Minutes interview, George Soros is shipped out under the specious guise of Christianhood. And so he's a survivalist. He's the Zek. Again, that clip from the movie Jack Reacher. Werner Herzog's character, you know. Haven't you taken up? Why can't you stop when you've taken enough? Enough. There is no such thing. We take what can be taken. That is what we do. That's what he says, you know. That's what these guys do. And opportunist, consummate opportunist. The CIA knows that. That's why you find these people over and over again. You know, so-and-so from Budapest, Hungary. There are a lot of them floating around. The Zeks. They are survivalists. They'll do anything they need to do to survive with no qualms, as George Soros said. It's the Zek archetype. And so, you know, I think of that sort of person, the opportunist in particular, not the only one, but certainly that sort of character as the person who comes to Jesus, you know, like Jesus said, many will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, did we not do all these great things? Look at the great things I did. I had this Open Society Foundation and so on, and, you know. And Jesus said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Just a closing first hour, second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after the break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because